The corruption scandal surrounding David Ratt took another set of twists and turns this week as police accused the former Social Democrat health minister and central Bohemian governor of taking an additional 9 million crowns in bribes. Mr. Ratt is already remanded in custody as police investigate his involvement in a prior affair. Dominic Yun has more.
On May 13, 2012, everything seemed to be going well for the Social Democrat governor of the central Bohemian region. His party was crushing the ruling Civic Democrats in the polls, and the former health minister could look forward to the possibility of serving in a future Social Democrat-led government. But the following day, the spectacular fall of David Ratt began. He was arrested at 8 p.m. in a village just to the west of Prague, apparently in possession of 7 million crowns. Ratt, along with several others, was accused of taking bribes in relation to public contracts for the repair of the Bustyahrad Chateau, which was to be financed in part with EU funds. He was subsequently remanded in custody, with police fearing that release on bail could lead to the influencing of witnesses, continuation of criminal activity, and even flight from the country. On May 16, Ratt resigned from his post as governor and also left the Social Democratic Party. He did not, however, resign from his post as an MP. On June 5, Ratt was released from prison in order to deliver a blusterous speech on the floor of the lower house.
Viním policii, že zneužila mimořádných technických prostředků.
I blame the police for misusing extraordinary technical means instead of using them to fight real crime. I blame the Speaker of the House for extraditing one of her own MPs within 1 minute. I also blame the opposition for being afraid to stand up to these misguided manipulations.
Despite his appeal, his fellow MPs voted to strip him of immunity by a margin of 183-2, while 6 abstained from voting. Now police are asking Parliament for another vote in a fresh case. This time, Ratt is accused of accepting an additional 9 million crowns in bribes from the head of a hospital in Kladno, Katarzyna Pansova, and her boyfriend Petr Kot, both accused in the prior case. Specifically, police are seeking to prosecute Ratt on 3 counts: failing to protect the public interest, failing to properly manage public property, and failing to protect public property against abusive practices. As but one example in the endless web of intrigue, the politician is accused of accepting a more than 4 million crown payoff from Kot in order to influence the outfitting of medical equipment for a hospital in the town of Kolín and a subsidiary hospital in Kutná Hora. Part of the evidence in the case has been leaked to the newspaper Bravo, which published transcripts on Thursday of covert recordings of Ratt, Kot and Pansová. In them, discussions of transfers of large sums of cash to Ratt are devastatingly overt, with talk of, quote, gifts and, quote, Christmas time, and Ratt even quoted as saying, "The beast must be fed." The fresh parliamentary vote is set to take place sometime in September.
Dominic Yun there. To those of you who may just be tuning in, thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey.